With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. From the office of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis this week, it's been announced that the Florida Cabinet has approved 10 land and conservation easement acquisitions. The properties, totaling more than 17,000 acres, will be managed and monitored by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, or the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. The majority of the acres are within the Florida Wildlife Corridor. Meanwhile, more than 1,000 South Georgia 3rd through 5th grade students were challenged to put their science, technology, engineering, and math skills to work when the Georgia Ag Experience recently visited their schools. An interactive mobile classroom managed by the Georgia Foundation for Agriculture, it spent 10 days taking students on a deep dive into the state's largest economic sector. A central goal of the experience is to reach elementary school students and teachers who lack knowledge of agriculture. And in Alabama, a release from Extension touts that meat goats could be the state's next booming industry. Valens Niagina Extension Specialist states that the meat goat inventory for Alabama in 2021 saw a 2% increase from the year before. He added that the U.S. spent $133.82 million in December of last year on frozen, fresh, and chilled sheep and goat meat. That was a 44% increase from the year previous. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.